from KQED.
The Secretary of State says more than 17 million Californians are registered to vote in today's primary election. But as the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, most are expected to sit it out.
4 years ago, the Democratic nomination battle between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton helped attract a record turnout for a presidential primary in California. This time around, that turnout could plummet from 58 to just 35%, says Mark DiCamillo of the Field Poll.
When you strip away voters in a low turnout election, you're mostly taking away younger voters, ethnic voters, even some middle-aged voters not showing up.
If that prediction holds, DiCamillo says it would set a record and not one to be proud of. The previous low turnout for a presidential primary election in California was 42% in 1996. In both cases, the nominations were sewn up by incumbent Democratic presidents, and the Republican race was also pretty much decided. What's left, says DiCamillo, is people who tend to vote no matter what.
In fact, in this election, we think that 60% of the ballots will be cast by voters age 50 and over. That's very different, as you can imagine, from the overall population of California.
A small electorate tends to be more conservative on fiscal and social issues. That could make it tougher to pass the tobacco tax hike proposed in Prop 29. DiCamillo also predicts this will be the first presidential primary where more than half the ballots are cast by mail, a trend he expects to continue. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Don't forget, if you're voting with an absentee ballot but haven't mailed it yet, postmarks don't count. It must be turned in to local polling places by 8 p.m. tonight in order to be valid.